Mortal, could you hand me the reports for this month's soul inventory? I've been a bit distracted as of late, and I haven't been keeping a close eye on things. Of course, I suppose that's what I have you for, but a demon lord should always know what's going on in her realm. Let's see... 83,546 in the Pit of Fire. 69,088 in the Tar Pits. 44,110 in the Beast Forest. 3,591 being tortured in the dungeons. And 566 with specialized punishments. For a total of, let's see, 200,901 souls. Wait. How long ago did we pass the 200,000 mark? I feel like we should have had some sort of special event in celebration. I suppose we still could. Put that on my to-do list. Anyway, what else? Torment levels are high. Punishment rotations are happening bi-monthly, just as they should. My word. Things are looking very impressive lately. And all thanks to you, mortal. Ever since I made an example of those demons who were getting in your way, you have been nothing but helpful. Exemplary, really. It's really been a load off of my shoulders. I would really like to know more about these souls for getting special treatment. Could you contact the tormentors in charge and... Oh, you've already put a report together. Excellent. Let's take a look. Would you look at this? Current and past punishments. Their major sins in life. Length of their stay. You've thought of everything, haven't you, mortal? Oh, and there's even a list of recommendations for souls who should be added. Very nice. You really are so well suited for this job. Dedicated, insightful, proactive. You've completely changed how things work here for the better. To think that you showed up just when I needed you by sheer coincidence. And that's what makes this so difficult. You see, I... No, not at all. You're not being fired. Not exactly. Let me explain. You know that I try to treat my minions fairly. I expect much out of them, but I do reward hard work. That's how I draw the best out of each of my minions. And, well, no one has ever worked harder for me than you have, my dear mortal. We never set any sort of term limit for you. Honestly, I was planning on keeping you for all eternity. And really, I would love to. But what sort of message would I be sending if I took advantage of you? My minions have to believe that great service reaps great rewards. And so, I'm giving you an offer. If you wish, I will release you from your service to me, and you may return to the mortal world. Your wish will remain granted, and you won't have to return. Unless you live a life deserving of punishment, of course. So, what do you think? Do you accept? That's a relief. I really wasn't looking forward to trying to find a replacement for you. I highly doubt there's anyone who could do what you do, even half as good. You do realize that you're in the underworld, don't you? I like to think that I'm not overly harsh on you, but I'm not known for leniency either. Do you really prefer it here, over your own home? Oh, I see. I had no idea. Well, I see. I'm glad that you feel fulfilled here, at the very least. Regardless, in that case, I'll need to provide you with a different reward. I was expecting you to take my first offer, but I did set up something else, just in case. With how efficiently things have been running lately, I've been gearing up for a major expansion. As you may have noticed, I've been chipping away at Mephistopheles' territory for some time now, but I think it's time for a total takeover, don't you? What's that? You've been wondering why we fight over territory, if we're all technically on the same side? Well, honestly, it's really just the nature of demons. There's nothing more important to a demon than a high social standing. We crave power, influence, and glory. For demon lords like me, that's especially true. I want nothing more than to be the best at what I do. We're all assigned souls to manage based on our capacity, but otherwise, it really doesn't matter what we do. Wars between lords are totally acceptable, and it's the most common way of expanding territory. More territory means more souls, and with them, greater rewards and a higher status. So, returning to what I was saying earlier, I want you to have a part in the upcoming invasion. Oh yes, front lines. You'll get a knife, maybe a helmet if we can spare one. We'll see whether you have potential as a demon slayer. I'm sure you'll be fine. Oh, not falling for that one. Well, it's not my best lie, granted. You're right. I would never waste you as a foot soldier. In fact, I would never let you onto a battlefield, period. A human would be a very attractive target for the enemy. And even some of our own soldiers, unfortunately. No, you won't have to worry about that. I wish to name you Grand Quartermaster of my army. You would be managing all the logistics for supplies and soldiers. Personally, I think this could be a fantastic opportunity for you. You wouldn't be anywhere near the battlefield, but you would be sent towards the edge of my domain. My armies are well supplied, so I would expect it to be a rather quiet, easy job. I don't necessarily need someone with great skill to handle it, just someone that I can trust. Well, no. We probably wouldn't see all that much of each other. I need to remain close to the center of my territory where I can best manage all of my affairs. Of course, I would make regular trips over to inspect things, and I would spend some time in the command center during the actual operation, but otherwise, we would only communicate through written correspondence. It seems to me that you're troubled by that for some reason. What is it that bothers you exactly? Well, that's very flattering. If you really would prefer to continue working closely with me, then I would be happy to oblige. You aren't the only person that I could trust with that position, of course. And I welcome your continued service at my side, if that's really what you desire. Well, in that case, let's see. I could give you some additional perks as your reward instead. Perhaps some more comfortable quarters and a few days off? How does that sound? Wonderful. I must say, you are constantly surprising me, mortal. I never really would have expected anyone to feel drawn to me as you do. You don't become a demon lord in order to make friends, after all, but I welcome it, all the same. Say, these days I usually take my meals alone, but perhaps you'd like to join me sometime. When we're together, we always talk about work. Why, I barely knew anything about your life in the mortal world until today. I would love an opportunity for us to get to know each other better. Splendid. For now, why don't you take the rest of the day off while I make arrangements for you to move into one of the nicer rooms? I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow, mortal. A special shout out to all of my patrons and supporters. Without your help, we wouldn't still be here today. Thank you to Brian, Tyler, Tercel, Zeno, Mega Ona, Kivasee, Edgar, Elisa, Loki-san, Maxwell, Toby, Brandon, Night Empress, Aaron, Maddox, Alex, Native Hero, Brazil, Venomous Prime, Eric, Shigeth, Eric, Spirit Tamer, Callie W, Kitty Cat, and L. And a special thank you to viewers like you. Thank you.